Hello, everyone. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I want to welcome you and thank you for being here with me today. If you're new to the show, you've tuned in to the Mystic Oracle, and our main topic is always the mystic science of the cards, which is an ancient system of timekeeping that reveals that the deck of 52 playing cards was originally created as a calendar. Most people don't know this and are always surprised and delighted to discover this. It was used in ancient times, the 52 cards, for timekeeping and the observance of humanity's movement through our fourth dimension of time. It's the most accurate, personally specific system of divination known, so something worth exploring for sure. If you've not yet visited my website, and this is your first time to the show, then you might want to go to starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com, and find your personal birthday card. On the front page, just click on the words, "What's your card?" that lay over the top of the spade symbol, and that will lead you to a calendar. And then when you click on the card symbols on that calendar, your birthday greeting card will pop up, and you can read a brief description there. There are more in-depth descriptions in my book, Cards of Destiny, which you can also see on the site. We also have three personal significators, as I call them, and a life path and a spirit path and more, and there are descriptions of all these on the page that says the cards. Today, and I want to invite you to email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and I will watch for those emails if you have questions. Today I want to talk about our personal paths of self-mastery. And I'm going to open the phone lines in a few minutes, and I welcome you to join the conversation or to call about personal questions or things. I'm always happy to answer your questions. And I love it when people contribute as well. I'm going to spend a little bit of time, though, talking about the four suits and how they determine our expression in this life and what that means to us and everyone else as far as the energies that we embody according to our birthdays and the cards that govern them. So, again, if you're new, each day of the year is associated with a specific card. And your birthday determines your birth card. In ancient times, people understood that time has intention and each day had a name. This is a system that defines that for us. And isn't it interesting that there are, you know, there's a playing card deck for every country just about in the world. And I often think about Las Vegas and how, you know, it was actually built on that deck of cards, and now we have the pyramid there and all the countries represented, and it's really going to be interesting to see what unfolds there in the future. Before I speak about the suits, I want to let you know that 1 hour after the show ends, at 4 o'clock Pacific time, I'm doing a 90-minute teleseminar, which is a beginning level course, and I haven't offered one of these in a long time. The one I did last week was full, so I created this one to catch the overflow of people, and there are some spaces available, and it's going to be a very informative 90 minutes, trust me. And as a special offer, if you sign up in the next hour, which you can do by going to the products page on my website, I'm going to offer the CDs for this course. I'm going to record the seminar, and then I will send everyone who's on the call today CDs of the seminar so you can listen to it over and over. So if you're interested in that, I'll make this announcement again before the end of the show, but if you're interested, just go to the products page on my website. Okay, so I want to talk about the suits now. And to me, this is one of the best ways to study and learn the cards. I mean, there are lots of charts and information and all sorts of things as we learn about this system, which is absolutely amazing for discovering not only the gifts that we embody and carry, also how and where we are in time, day by day. Watching other people, observing people, knowing their cards, and observing the qualities of the four suits is one of the most powerful ways to learn this system. Because we embody the energy. We embody the energy of the suits that govern us. And it's quite amazing to watch. It's amazing to discover the similarities between the cards as well. A lot of times I can look at somebody and I know what card they are. At the very least, I know the suit they belong to by birth. And my son does this too. I'm sure a lot of people do this that are very familiar with the cards, because you start to see the similarities in how people look, their mannerisms, their way of expressing themselves, how they think, how they process information. It's really, it's exciting to explore and discover how profound this is. And I see the four suits as the four pillars of existence. And the reason I see them as such is because they're the guides that move humanity through evolution, and each one of us as individuals through the human experience from birth to death. These suits really are those guides. And remember, just as there are four seasons in the year, there are four suits in the deck, the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades. And in each one of those suits, there are 13 cards, an ace, which represents the beginning, and a king, which represents mastery. And the suits have a specific order that they align to and follow, which is the hearts are first, then come the clubs, then the diamonds, and then the spades. Each suit represents the unfolding of human existence through evolution as well. And if you do the teleseminar today, I'm going to email you handouts, and they are quite beautiful, actually. They are in color. And two of those handouts are the grand spreads of this system. One is the grand spirit spread, and one is the grand life spread. And that grand spirit spread, it shows us our origin. It shows us our cosmic blueprint. It shows us who we are in essence. The grand life spread shows us where we are in time, in this dimension, the fourth dimension, which is time, and who we are. And what, so from here we draw on that spirit spread, because it holds the secrets to our destiny unfolding here in time. And I'm going to be talking about this in depth in that teleseminar, and people will get to find their own life path and spirit path in that spread, or in those spreads, sorry. So I want to talk first about the spirit spread in the cards, because I know a lot of you who listen to this program are students of the cards. And not all of you are my students, and I know that the people that are teaching this system, depending on their lineage, teach differently. So in the Grand Spirit Spread, the cards are laid out, all 52 cards, in their natural order. And the natural order of the deck is to start with the Ace of Hearts and go to the King, and then to the Ace of Clubs and go to the King, and then to the Ace of Diamonds and go to the King, and then to the Ace of Spades and go to the King. The Ace of Hearts represents the beginning of life. It represents conception of life, new relationships, the newness of life, and the beginning of humanity. And that is the beginning point, the awakening, the springtime of all beginning. And that starts the path and the unfoldment and the evolution of our journey as human beings as a whole and as individuals. Now, we also have our own life path that we are moving through time with. The greater experience of humanity is moving through those four suits. And those four suits have, as everything in life, have a completely unconscious side and a totally awakened and enlightened side. And when we understand the elements of and the nature of each one of the cards and each one of the suits, then we understand how to choose the awakened side. It's like we can be in a situation and we feel like somebody's done us wrong and we blame them and we worry and we fret and we swear and we complain and we're angry and we're hurt, and you know, there are all those negative emotions that we can get into. They're a waste of time because it's our responsibility. Obviously we've brought something to ourselves so we could learn to be more forgiving, more accepting, more aware, more present, and more conscious. So I always see those things. And someone who I respect very much is Brian Tracy. And, you know, one of the things he says is that all you have to do when you have that type of experience is say, I take responsibility. I am responsible. I am responsible. And just by saying that and meaning that, it shifts our awareness because we are responsible. We're responsible in each moment for how we choose to be in relationship with that moment and everything that moment brings to us and everything that is before us, with us, around us, in front of us, behind us, everything. And when we assume responsibility, which, by the way, is the wisdom of the spade suit. But before that, there has to be understanding, which is the club suit. And there has to be integrity, which is the diamond suit, commitment to it. And there has to be compassion, which is the heart suit. They all play a role. And they all teach us self-mastery. My message is about self-mastery. It's not about spirituality. The word spirit, and I have no problem with spirituality, trust me. Spent my whole adult life on a spiritual path. However, it's gone from that to self-mastery. And, sorry, I just saw an email from the radio station, so I thought I should check it. Spirituality, you know, I always do words in the cards because the card system has its own numerology. And each letter of the alphabet, both lowercase and uppercase, have a card assigned to them and a numeric value that the card has. And I did a radio show on this about a month or so ago, and it's in the archives. And so I always do names. I do names of places. I do words. I do locations for moving that way along with astrocartography. I do relationship composites and compatibility between names of people, first names. And I love seeing how all of that unfolds, and I've always felt like our spiritual concepts have a ceiling. Scientific concepts have a ceiling. And one day years ago, I did the word spirituality. It's the Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades is the card of the Magi. It's a card that rules the system. It's a card of secrets and lies. It's a card of hidden truths and secret mysteries. It's also the card that represents transformation through death and rebirth. And that is what a spiritual path is. It's constant transformation through death and rebirth. Then I did... Hi, BJ. Thank you. Then I did the word science. And science is a Six of Diamonds, which is a my way or the highway card, you know? I mean, it's a lot more than that, but... It's a card that's responsible to values. Responsibility is key with that card. And science is all like that. If you want them to think differently, you have to prove yourself. You have to prove your theory. So, you know, every word I've ever done, whatever it is, it's so amazing to always see how perfectly it aligns with the card. Technology, the word technology, is the Seven of Spades. The Seven of Spades is the card of the mystic, thank you very much. And it lives in the Uranus line, which rules, and Jupiter. Uranus rules technology. Jupiter is expansion. The Seven of Spades is our modern-day mystic because it's through the expansion of technology and quantum physics that the lid has been taken off of spirituality and off of science, and they've been brought together to go to a whole new level. And I say that that level, that new door that's open for us, puts us on the path of self-mastery if we choose to step onto it. And that is our highest possibility in this lifetime. Otherwise, we wouldn't have kings. The King of Hearts is the master of love. Hearts rule love and people and feelings and relationships, family, home, beauty. Yummy. Hearts are yummy. And hearts want to be yummy, and they want to be yummy with other people because that's what they love. The King of Clubs rules the mental realm. If you look at a regular deck of playing cards, and I know I've said some of these things before, and I'll say them again. If you look at a regular deck of playing cards, you will see that the King of Clubs is holding the globe in his hand. And it's through the mental realm. Hello. That's how we communicate here. That's how we interact. Is through our language, through the mental realm. It's how we create, we imagine, we create. My son called me the other day and he said, Maynard. He calls me Maynard. He never calls me Mom anymore. He calls me Maynard. Anyway, there's a story behind that and I'm not going there. But it has to do with The Simpsons. So he said, Maynard, I just had a really big idea. It's a $1 million idea. He told me the idea, and then he said, that's a million-dollar idea. And I said, yes, it is. I said, all ideas are million-dollar ideas. There's only one thing that stands in between the idea and the $1 million, and that's action. If you take it, it will lead you to the $1 million. If you don't take it, it won't lead you anywhere. Guess who's responsible for action? The King of Diamonds. The diamond suit likes to act. I know some of you have heard me give that example before of if you had a classroom full of students and you gave them a project, all the little hearts would want to gather together at a table and do it together. The clubs would run off as individuals to the library to research. The diamonds would just go okay and run out the door and do it. And the spades, of course, would tell everyone what they missed and what they need to change and how to do it better. So we all have a role. And according to your card, your birth card, and believe me, you have other cards that are equally as important. However, your birth card and the suit that you represent is the path that you are walking that is visible to the world around you. And how you put one foot in front of the other. It's either by taking other people with you, by gathering information and sharing it, by taking action, or by working really hard to make sure absolutely every detail is taken care of and that everyone else understands what that means. So what is your suit? And what does that mean to you? It's really, really, really important to understand this because that is the secret. You know, the secret, a lot of you have seen the video and it's wonderful what they've done. They put something out to the masses that wasn't there, and that's incredible. The thing is, we've always been doing that. It's not, you know, it's just like, wake up, this is what you've been creating, and this is how you create it, and it's always like that. You know, when you align with something with 100% certainty, it manifests immediately. This morning I said to myself out loud, oh my God, things are manifesting so fast. But that's okay. You can keep it up because, you know, I don't want to get in the way of anything here. It's just like comes through my mind and it's in front of my face. The clearer we are about who we are and the cleaner we are with the purity of our mind, and I don't mean having pure concepts. I mean having no concepts. I don't mean having pure beliefs. I mean living beyond beliefs. When we are completely empty, when we are zero, which is the solar value of the Joker is December 31st, only birthday, the bridge between the past and the future, Alpha and Omega, the void. All things come from the void. I think there's some information about that in the Genesis, in the Bible. We have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Your timing's perfect.
Pauline.
Who?
Pauline.
Pauline.
Yes.
I like that name. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Well, I like listening to your show.
Thank you for listening to my show, and thank you very much for saying that.
Thank you.
When's your birthday, Pauline?
9/20/52.
Are you familiar with the cards at all?
Not really,
okay.
No.
So this is new to you. Do you know that you are a Four of Clubs birthday?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have something to write with?
I'm writing as you speak.
Okay, so your birth card is the Four of Clubs.
Okay.
Okay? And your spirit card is the Five of Clubs, which is very interesting because the Four of Clubs is who you are on the outside. The Five of Clubs is who you are on the inside, and they're totally different energies. The Five of Clubs wants adventure and change and excitement, and the Four of Clubs wants consistency and security and stability.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
On the nose.
Yes. So you can actually, I'm going to tell you two more cards, and you can actually look on my website. Have you been to my website?
No, I'm going to go.
Okay, so on the nav bar at the top, there's it says the cards. And if you click on that, then I explain these four cards, the birth card, the spirit card, the soul card, and the planetary ruling card. And you can read what they mean. So you are a Virgo, correct?
Yes.
So your planetary ruling card is the Two of Diamonds.
Okay.
And then your soul card is the Six of Hearts.
Okay.
So you can read about those different cards. You can either pull them up in the birthday cards that I have online, or if you get my book, there are more in-depth descriptions in there.
Okay.
Nobody order my book from me today, please. Go to Amazon.com because I'm out. So, just wanted to throw that out there. So, let's see. If you were born in 52, that means you're 45, correct?
Well, actually, I'm 55. I'll take the extra decade off, though.
See, I always ask because simple math is very confusing for me.
Oh, me too.
I always like to ask. So I'm just going to take a quick peek at your cards right now.
Thank you.
The first thing that I see that's going on here is that you've had some opportunity perhaps to forgive someone for something or accept something that maybe in the past was challenging for you.
Yes.
Yes. And it's to your great advantage, my darling, that you enter total forgiveness with whatever that is and embrace that person with unconditional love and compassion, because that is a huge gateway for you this year, age 55. Okay? It's like a portal into a whole new awareness for you and an opening of your heart. So it's really your work. So if there's one person or more, or you know, whatever opportunities you have to do that,
okay,
please take them, because that really is to your advantage. It's also to your advantage to be gathering with like-minded people, a group of people, or studying, taking a class, learning something new.
Yes.
Yes, this is very profound. You know, you have a natural gift as a writer with your cards. And so I don't know if you've ever explored that, but...
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. Now, this year, since your birthday, things may not be going the way you thought they were going to be going. It looks like there might be a little bit of sacrifice or maybe disappointment in a way. Maybe you think you're going a certain direction and it's not going the way you want it to. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, all along.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the secret here is to let go, okay, and really just let yourself be wide open and completely receptive, like maybe a two-year-old.
Okay.
Big eyes. And complete, maybe we go younger than that. Let's do 9 months old, you know. There's no language going on. There's just openness and receptivity, curiosity, and innocence. You want to find those places inside of yourself and really allow yourself to just go there and be there? Do you meditate on a regular basis?
I'm working to get back into that on a regular basis.
I would suggest that you take a little time, like every morning perhaps, even if it's just 10 minutes, and you sit down and really allow yourself to find that innocence inside of yourself and that simplicity and that place of being completely open and in awe of life. Gratitude is a really great tool to get there. I like to write down in the morning what I'm, you know, I make a list. This is what I need to do. I usually make it the night before. And then when I look at my list in the morning, I write down, first of all, everything I can think of right then that I'm grateful for. Because, and it doesn't need to be everything in my life, but I usually get on a little bit of a roll because it just aligns me with gratitude. And it's like, okay, you know, I am so fortunate. Instead of going, well, why isn't this working? Or what happened with that? Or, you know.
I know. You're right.
Where did this bill come from? Instead of doing that, it's like, I am so grateful that I have a home, that I have friends, that I have family, that I have what I have. I just write everything down that I'm grateful for, and it just totally pushes anything else that might be lurking that wants to grab me and take me on some, you know, down some dark alley. It just pushes it right out of the picture completely.
You're right.
And that, too, will help you go to that place of innocence, because with the cards that you have, this is a year right now for real transformation and rebirth for you. And you want to give way to that. You're in a year that's ruled by Neptune, and Neptune rules spirituality, it rules intuition, it rules dreams, the unknown, the other side. It can also rule delusions, but you're not so likely to go there being a four club. So it's like, really let yourself explore that. Your two of diamonds, wow, is sitting in the seven of hearts house as well. I'm telling you something. The forgiveness thing is numero uno.
Okay. Well, and I guess doing the forgiveness is also important to follow up with, because this person is very close to me, and we've talked about me forgiving this person, but then it's a risk in trusting that this person will not repeat the big stuff that they did originally.
Okay, well, it doesn't mean you need to continue the relationship the way it is.
Well, I'm hoping we'll get married. And
excuse me?
I'm hoping that we'll be married. So I don't know if the cards even see that.
Okay. And I'm assuming I know what happened. What is this person's birthday?
Let's see, 7/10/33. And you're assuming right.
Yes.
Over and over again, it was repeatedly done with different people.
Okay, so my question is, hello.
I know, but I keep getting told otherwise, and financially there's a big, a lot of stability in this situation, and I don't know, it's very complex. It's very complex.
Okay. Well, forgiveness and acceptance, you've got the Jack of Hearts behind you. And this card teaches us the difference between self-sacrifice and giving. And there is a big difference. Okay?
Yeah.
So one of the things that you have the opportunity to learn right now is how to create clear emotional boundaries. Because you have to be really careful with your integrity, why, you know, with the money thing.
Yeah.
You got to be really careful. So, you have a mutual Mars connection with this guy, and there's always going to be stress and strife there. I always tell people, in less kind words, that they'll either be in the bedroom or the boxing room. money in the boxing ring.
Oh, gosh.
Usually, you know, it depends who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Like a little more punch with that. But, you know, that's a pretty intense connection right there. And the composite between your cards is... the death card.
Okay.
So, you know, this is a relationship that constantly has to be recreating, reinventing. I have a website. Oh, I almost forgot to tell everybody. The price is going to go up on my itsallinthecards.com website for the compatibility report in the next week or two. And so I'm telling everybody right now, they're still at $397, which is an introductory price, and they just sort of got spaced out there. They're about to get changed. So if you've been thinking about getting any compatibility reports, I highly recommend it. You might want to go on there, and you can see a Nine of Spades is a very challenging relationship.
Okay.
Now, I'd love to talk to you about this more, and I could probably talk to you about this for at least an hour. However, I want to leave room. I like to keep my readings about 5 minutes. I think we've at least doubled that so that more people can call.
Okay.
So if you want to contact me directly, Pauline, you can.
Okay.
I think if you listen to what I told you about, you know, the difference between forgiveness and self-sacrifice really needs to be clear.
Yeah.
And you need to be sure that you make your choices for the right actions. He's very unpredictable for you right now.
It's yeah.
Where he sits in your cards, he's completely unpredictable. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Darling.
Thank you.
Feel free to contact me. I do personal readings as well. And I have a teleseminar this afternoon if you want to learn this stuff yourself. I'm just full of all sorts of things, right?
Thank you so much.
Dean, thank you so much for calling.
Bless you.
Bless you too.
Bye.
So I want to thank Pauline for calling in. And somebody, let me just look at these. Okay, I was just checking the emails. So if anyone else wants to call in, please feel free to do that. So, again, you know, each one of these cards is very specific. As soon as I looked at her age 55 plate in the cards, I'm not laying cards out, people, for those of you that aren't familiar with this. I'm not laying cards out like a fortune teller. Not that I haven't done that in my life and other lifetimes as well. However, I am actually reading structured plates of time. This card deck is a book of time, and it has 91 pages. And those pages have our years. They also have 3-month cycles, 7-year cycles, all sorts of cycles. But right now, when I just looked at her age 55 for this year, and a year for each one of us is birthday to birthday, the first thing I saw was the Seven of Hearts sitting in her house. And that card teaches us forgiveness and acceptance and unconditional love and truth and beauty. It teaches us to accept and to see who's really before us. But also, not to the point of sacrificing ourselves. See, the hearts can easily sacrifice themselves or become self-indulgent or become lost in delusion. I mean, there's all sorts of things down there in the unconscious realm of that suit. The high side is compassion. The enlightened heart is a compassion heart, is a heart of compassion. I'm talking over my tongue is tripping over itself. So I am happy to take another call. If I pay attention to the clock, I have time for a few more calls. So feel free to call into BBS Radio. And while I'm thinking of BBS Radio, I want to thank them because they're absolutely magnificent. So let's talk about the personal level of... Oh, we have a call. Hello.
Hi, this is Nancy from Washington State.
Hi, Nancy from Washington State. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have never listened to your show because I'm never at home at this time, and I just turned it on, and you do awesome work.
Thank you very much, Nancy. And thank you for listening and calling.
Oh, well, thank you for allowing that.
Uh-huh. It's my pleasure. Trust me. I love doing this. So tell me something. Have you ever heard of the system of the Mystic Oracle of the Cards before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yay. So when's your birthday?
November 4th, 1953.
November 4th. You have a Scorpio. Yay.
Uh-huh.
And 1953. So November 4th is the Three of Diamonds. Ooh. Now, tell me something. Have you been to my website yet?
No, I was just clicking on it, and when I got through, I came out in the living room so the computer couldn't be heard.
Okay, so you want to go on there and explore. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I want to tell you your four personal significators, and then you can go back and read them.
Awesome.
Okay, so your birth card is the Three of Diamonds, which is the card of that's known for financial creativity. This is a card that thinks outside of the box. So far outside of the box that we're talking about a brilliant imagination, and when it's grounded, it can be very incredible. When it's not grounded, things can seem very confusing. Your planetary ruling card is the Two of Hearts. And your Spirit card is the Six of Hearts, and your Soul card is the Queen of Diamonds.
Oh.
Hmm? So you can read on my site, if you go to the cards and click on that page, then you can read what those four personal significators mean.
Okay.
And then you can go find them under What's Your Card, which you'll see on the first page, on the home page. And then in my book I have, you know, more in-depth explanations of each one of them, but you'll get an idea of who they are by just looking at the birthday card line I have on there.
Uh-huh.
Now, 53, so you are 54 years old, yes?
Correct.
Oh, so you are in a year this year that's governed by the planet Uranus, so you've got a lot of change, I would think, going on in your life.
Yes.
A lot of transformation, too.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised you're calling me on the phone, because you have the Ace of Spades in your house, and that's the card that represents the system. This is the card of transformation through death and rebirth. So not death in this lifetime to the next one, but little mini deaths and rebirths and awakenings and ahas and, oh, look at that pattern, let's change it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
This is going on. This has been going on. Oh, wait. You just had your birthday.
Yes, I did.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, all I do is deal with time, and most of the time I don't know where I am in it. It's like...
You and me both.
Is, where are we? Oh, my God. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so this is perfect timing. I mean, you're going to have a lot of change going on. You've probably already been feeling this.
Yes.
And, let's see, where is that card of yours? Oh, sitting in Jack of Diamonds' house. This will be a really good year if you're not in business for yourself or you've been thinking about starting a new business or some form of income.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a very good year to do that.
Mm.
You just really need to be clear about what it is and apply, you know, be masterful about attaining it. You have to find out what the steps are that other people have already done to get there if you haven't done them yourself, and then follow them succinctly to get there.
Okay.
You're developing your own sense of self in a deeper way this year. Deeper spirituality. I highly recommend meditation on a consistent basis. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Is there a grandbaby coming? Do you have kids?
Yes, I do, but I don't think there's any more grandkids coming, and there better not be no great-grandkids yet.
Well, something new going on.
Oh.
I mean, you have the Ace of Hearts and Mercury. Usually that's about children, but like a little boy, maybe. Maybe it's a puppy.
I want one.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, you know, make sure it's the right one when you find him, but he's coming.
Okay.
Okay, so, funny I said that. Oh, I love it. So, this year is all about that. Transformation. You want to pay close attention. You want to be diligent. You want to be masterful with yourself. You want to have some type of discipline where you're training your mind and you're being more disciplined with things. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does.
And, you know, a moving meditation can work really well for a Three of Diamonds.
Okay.
Because that energy is, like, outside of this world a lot of the time. It's very, I always think of a jack-in-the-box when I think of Three of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
But like a cosmic jack-in-the-box. It's like, I tend to assume that all Three of Diamonds children wondered when they were little, you know, or when Three of Diamonds when they were children, did somebody drop me off on the wrong planet? I mean, nobody gets who I am.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting at the top of, you know, the Uranus column and the Mercury line, and it's like, hello? You just think naturally in a different way than everyone else.
Right.
And you want to, if you, I don't know what you've done so far, but you can always do more of using that brilliant creative mind of yours to be focused and channeled in ways that serve you very well and serve others then as a result. Do you have a specific question? Or am I just, like, overloading?
Oh, no. I didn't know I could ask a question.
You can ask a question. We have 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Is there anything in there about health?
Health. Have you recently had a change in health?
Oh, it's been really bad for the last 12 years, and it's things are starting to get better.
Uh-huh. Well, I see a change in health, which means if they've been bad, they're going to get better.
Okay.
And this, I don't know if you're doing something that's more metaphysical, but that would be favorable to you.
Okay.
And you live in what, you know, I feel like maybe you need more light.
Okay.
More, there's a great technique you can do of putting a little light on your, the center of your forehead when you wake up in the morning for a few minutes.
Ooh.
For somebody that lives where you live, it's probably a very good idea.
Okay.
Because when I see where your card's sitting, I feel there's something about the home, and I asked, and it was like, you need more light.
Okay.
And I remembered you live in Washington State.
Yeah, that makes
And it rains a lot up there. So I would highly recommend that, and also the color orange around you.
Ooh, orange, okay.
Yep, very much so. And yes, your health is changing for the better, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you, and thank you for being on.
Oh, thank you so much. I felt that in every cell of my body.
Oh,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you too, Nancy. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God, the top of my head just blew off, and my heart just exploded. Okay, so can you tell I'm kinesthetic? I have time for one more call, a quick one. Una mas. Anybody there that wants to talk to me, do it now. I want to announce one more time about my teleseminar that's going to start in 1 hour from now. It is $47, and I'm adding a bonus, which will be recorded CDs of the teleseminar. There will be two of them, and they will be mailed to you at no additional cost. You will also receive materials that assist you in what we cover in the show, and they're in color, and They'll be a PDF format, so you can print them out if you like. And what else? Oh, if you're new and you see my book, which is absolutely fabulous, you can order it on Amazon. Don't order it on my website, okay? The last of my books was just ordered today, and I need to order them so you won't get them so quickly because it takes me time to get them. Everything else I have, the greeting cards, and I'm also going to be offering the CD in a packet. So I guess we have 2 more minutes if there's another caller. Just to wrap up, I hope you will explore and discover this system more. For those of you that are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so happy you found your way here because this system is amazing and it will blow your mind with its accuracy and it will give you the greatest guidance and understanding about yourself and other people. And most importantly, your relationships. And even more important than that, how to become more of who you really are and align with your destiny. So I do this show every Thursday at 2 o'clock Pacific time. I am available by email. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. I have another website. It's allinthecards.com, which is compatibility readings. Those readings right now are at an introductory price of $3.97. They are going to go up in the next couple of weeks. It's just a matter of programming. So if you're interested in getting them, take advantage of them now because it's a good price. I want to thank you all for listening. Feel free to email me at starofthemagi.com. Do we have a caller? No, that's my call waiting beeping. And my direct line, if you want to call me, my voicemail is 808-338-1200. That's in Hawaii. That's a 24-hour voicemail. And I think that's all I have to say to you today. I hope this was beneficial for you. I appreciate you being there. I send you all the love and blessings that life has to give you. And I know that you are going to make the very best choices for yourself, moment by moment, in every aspect of your life. So bless you all for being here, and take care of yourself and all those who come into contact with you. Thank you. Bye.